I come in response to your summons, your planetship.
The old Cyclo turned to his desk. He looked wearily at Turl.
That's obvious.
He didn't much care for Turl, but he didn't dislike him either. It was the same with all these executives. Definitely not first team. Not like the old days. Other planets, other posts, better staffs.
We're not showing a profit,
said Numph. He threw the folder down on his desk. Two Kerbango saucepans rattled, but he did not offer any.
I should imagine this planet is getting mined out.
That's not it. There's plenty of deep down ore to keep us going for centuries. Besides, that's the concern of the engineers, not security.
Turl didn't care to feel rebuked.
I've heard that there's an economic depression in a lot of the company's markets. That prices are down.
That could be. But that's the concern of the economics department at the home office, not security.
This second rebuke made Turl a bit restless. His chair groaned alarmingly under his bulk. Numph pulled the folder to him and fiddled with it. Then he looked wearily at Turl.
It's costs,
said Numph.
Costs,
said Turl, getting his own back a bit.
Has to do with accounting, not security.
Numph looked at him for several seconds. He couldn't make up his mind whether Turl was being insolent. He decided to ignore it. He threw the folder back down.
Mutiny is.
Turl stiffened.
Where's the mutiny?
Not the slightest rumor of it had reached him. What was going on here? Did Numph have his own intelligence system that bypassed Turl?
It hasn't occurred. Yet. But when I announce the pay cuts and drop all bonuses, there's liable to be one.
Turl shuddered and leaned forward. This affected him in more ways than one. Numph tossed the folder at him.
Personnel costs. We have 3,719 employees on this planet, scattered over 5 active mine sites and 3 exploratory sites. That includes landing field personnel, freighter crews, and the transshipment force. At an average pay of 30,000 galactic credits a year, that's 111,570,000 credits. Food, quarters, and breathe gas is averaged at 15,000 credits each. Comes to 55,785,000 credits. The total is 167,355,000 credits. Add to that the bonuses and transport, and we have nearly exceeded the value of our output. That doesn't count wear and tear. And it doesn't count expansion.
Turl had been dimly aware of this, and in fact had used it as an argument, a false one, in furthering his own personal plan. He did not think the time was ripe to spring his project. But he had not anticipated that the powerful and rich intergalactic company would go so far as to cut pay and wipe out bonuses. While this affected him directly, he was far more interested in his own plan of personal wealth and power.